Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The following podcast is going to contain spoilers, along with me, just a regular guy, talking about all the things I love, such as comics, movies, television, music, and books. So yeah, proceed at your own risk. You're listening to another episode of Just Another Fanboy. I'm your host, Steven, and I'm here to talk about problems. First world problems. So here's the thing. I'm recording this episode on Friday the 13th. And we all know what Friday the 13th is all about, right? It's all about bad luck, for those of you who believe in it. Now, myself, I'm not a big believer in the bad luck of Friday the 13th. And I got up this morning and the first thing I did was get on Twitter. And well, okay, that wasn't the first thing I did. I had personal things to do. I had to visit the restroom, you know, and do some things in there. And, you know, I don't really want to talk about that. So I don't even know why you're pressuring me to talk about the personal side of my life in such detail. So let's just skip over that and get to the main point that I'm trying to get at. One of the first things that I did this morning was go to Twitter and tweet out that Friday the 13th can kiss my big old red butt. And you know what? I believe I even started that off by saying, I may be tempting fate, but Friday the 13th can kiss my big old red butt. And then, of course, from that moment on, things started to happen for the bad. So it's Friday. And on Fridays, I have a weekly appointment with my local library to come on in and sit in this little recording studio and just record some stuff. I use the time to put together Steven or Else and record some episodes in advance for Just Another Fanboy. Yes, here's a little look behind the curtain. I record a bunch of episodes in advance, so they can be held in a folder, and when I need to release them, I can. If I want to do something a little more timely, then I can record it and have it released by the next day. But if I have nothing to record on any given day, I have episodes in the bank. Anyway, because I have this weekly appointment with my local library, I also tend to stop by the shelves and check something out and take it on home with me. Well, I had a movie that was due 2 weeks ago. I've been holding on to the movie way too long, and I needed to bring it in today because my fine has already gone up into the one digit. It's at least $3 maybe at this point. It's nothing I can't handle. But once you get up there into like $10, you can't use your card until you pay that off. And so I wanted to make sure that I didn't want to show up today. I wasn't really sure where the fine was. I didn't want to show up today and say, hey, I'm here for the studio. Here's my library card, and have them say, you are supposed to return this movie. Get out now. And then 7 burly men in library t-shirts wrestle me to the ground and throw me out on the sidewalk. I didn't want any of that to happen. So I figured, hey, you're going to the library anyway, big guy. Why don't you take the movie with you? And so that is what I had planned on doing. However, I left on time to arrive at the library within minutes of my appointment starting. I come in just moments before I'm supposed to be here. I'm not on time. I'm not too early, but I'm also not late. 5 minutes down the road, however, I realize that I had forgotten the movie. I had left it at home. And so I let out a small minor curse. I found the first available place to flip a UE, and then I turned around and I came back home and I got the movie. And I get back in the car and I head back to the library. I am now, well, I'm about 10 minutes late. I made up for some time there. I'll just say that. So I arrive at the library 10 minutes late. Well, as my routine goes, the first thing I do is I stop by this little kiosk right there within the opening area doors type place. You know, the entrance. That's the word I was looking for. I stop by the entrance. No, I go through the entrance, and then I stop at this little kiosk. There's a local store that has a kiosk set up, and they sell little food items and sandwiches and drinks and coffees and all that stuff. And I always stop and I get a bottle of water because I'm going to be in here for a couple of hours and I need the water for my throat. I don't know if you can hear that. That's the bottle of water. So the water is like 50 cents, and I typically walk through the doors, grab the water off of this little shelf, go up to the counter, throw down my money, and I'm gone like a shot. Well, as soon as I walked in the doors, I could see that there was a line. Two people standing, waiting to purchase something. And so I get in line with my water and realize that the first person in line is waiting on a coffee. But not just a coffee, you know, a fancy coffee that takes 3 or 4 minutes to create. And so I wait for that, and then they finish their transaction, and the next person in line goes up, and then they also want a fancy coffee. So then I have to wait for that fancy coffee to be made, and I ended up over 15 minutes late. First world problems. I honestly thought I could probably make a full episode out of this, but I don't think I'm gonna, because I'm only about 6 minutes in. And I've already covered my first world problems. Here, let me tell you some more of my first world problems, because this let me tell you what else I have to deal with today. And that'll kind of round out how my Friday the 13th will have gone. I won't know how it's going to end up until it's done. And again, I'm not a believer of the bad luck of the Friday the 13th, but I'm not sure if I've talked about this before on the show, but a couple of weeks ago, I was rear-ended. It was on a Friday. It was after I had left the studio. I had just finished recording episode number 9, I think it was, of Stephen or Else. I was sitting at a stop sign. I was at a full and complete stop at a stop sign, and somebody rams right into the back of me. So that was, you know, I had to deal with that. And then I had to, of course, their insurance is paying for everything. Took the car in to the body shop, where they suggested I take it. They rent me a car. I'm in a rental. I've been in this rental for now over almost 2 weeks. And they contact me the other day and they say, hey, here's the thing. We discovered more damage. After we got the rear bumper off, we thought it was going to be a somewhat easy fix. We were just waiting on some parts. But once we got that rear bumper off, we found damage to the frame. The frame is bent. And that means that it's too expensive to fix. So then they give me two options. They say, here, we can give you. So they're totaling the car out. And they said, you got two options here. We can give you a check. That's option number one. Then you can take the car. Or option number two, we can give you a bigger check and you can sign the title over to us. Well, I kind of wanted to take the car because I literally just paid this car off, literally just paid it off. Now, it was a used car. I've never owned a new car. Of course, you know that because you've probably listened to one of the previous episodes in which I talked about my luck with cars, and it's only continuing. So this was a 2002 Honda CR-V, so not a new car at all. But I bought it as a used car and I just literally paid it off and was kind of looking forward to going the next maybe year without making any car payments. So the last thing I wanted to do really was buy another car. So I asked him, I said, well, let me ask you this. If I take the smaller check and I take the car, is it drivable? And the guy paused for a long time and went, well, yes. That doesn't instill a lot of confidence. A long pause and then a yes. And so, of course, I asked, well, what does that mean? And he said, well, they did have to remove the rear bumper. And once you remove a bumper off of a car that's already damaged when the back panel is already warped, it's really difficult to get that back bumper on your car. And there is some frame damage. So, you know, if you want it back, sure, but you're not going to have a bumper and you're probably not going to be able to open the tailgate and blah, 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 and all this crap. And so I realized, all right, well, I'm just going to have to sign over the title and the car is going to be mine. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. I'm going to have to sign over the title and take the big check and then try to find something. And it wasn't a big check, really. When it comes to buying a car, I'm not going to be able to buy a decent car, really, with that check. I'm going to have to use that as a down payment on a decent used car. So that doesn't thrill me. But then my next thought was, okay, so now all I have to do is sign over the title. Well, where is my title? So I contacted the bank who had a lien on the title and they said, "Oh, we haven't released it yet. We'll do that now." And then I get a call 20 minutes later from our county treasury office and they say, "Hey, we got this notification here about removing this lien on the title. If you need your title, you'll have to come in and sign some paperwork and there will be a $10 fee." And I'm, okay, so I got to go do that today. And then I got to return the rental car today. And then my father, out of the kindness of his heart, is loaning me his truck until I can find a new used car. And I still have to go to work today. So that's what I'm dealing with today on Friday the 13th. Speaking of Friday the 13th, I've never watched any of the movies. I've never seen not one of them. I don't know if that's a bad thing. I don't know if you're now looking into your playing device with great shame towards me as if I should be embarrassed that I've never watched any of the Friday the 13th movies. I believe I have seen one of the Nightmare on Elm Street movies, just not a horror guy. I'm just not a horror guy. But that's my day. That's my first world problems. I mean, if I look at it like that, if I look back and say, okay, you know what? Really? I'm alive. I got a job. The kids are fine. My family's healthy. I'm paying the bills. Really, it's just a big, giant set of annoyances that are laid out in front of me that I have to deal with. And you know what? I'm going to get by. I'm going to get through it. I will make it through. I shall. Persevere. Yes, I will. I shall persevere. I had something else I was going to say as I was going through that I shall persevere diatribe. There is something in my mind that I wanted to say, and now that I'm done and I'm ready to say it, I can't think of what it is. I think it had to do with the fact that I have to get a car, and I'm trying to be excited about that. I'm trying to look at that as, hey, I get a new car. Granted, a new used car, but it's something new. And hopefully it's something that's a little bit better, if not just as good, maybe a little bit better than what I was driving before. And yes, I will have to start making more car payments again. But if I can find the right deal, then my car payments should be less than what I was paying previously because I have a down payment to make. I just hope it doesn't take me too long to get into a new vehicle. But whatever vehicle it is, I'll be recording episodes of Just Another Fanboy from that vehicle. I record them in my car. I record them in the studio. I record them in my house. I record them with a mouse. I record them on a box. I record them with a fox. I do record these green eggs and ham. That really kind of petered out, didn't it? All right, so that's it. I'm done. My name is Steven, and I'm just another fanboy. Be nice to each other. Just Another Fanboy is a presentation of the Steven or Else podcast. Questions and comments can be directed to feedback@stevenorelse.com. You can support the show for as little as a dollar a month at patreon.com/StephenROr and get instant access to the My Other Podcast podcast, a weekly show about whatever crawls its way into my tiny little mind just moments before I tap record. You can find me on the World Wide Web at StephenOrElse.com or find me on Twitter and Instagram by searching for @StephenOrElse. I also encourage you to subscribe to the show, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with a friend. Just Another Fanboy is a proud member of the Comics Podcast Network. You can find that over at comicspodcasts.com. All links will be in the show notes.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.